We want to inform you today, it's not about I think, I feel, I believe. It's about the truth of God. Are you rooted in the truth of God? Are you walking in God's ways? Have you tested all things to know that which is good, pure, and true? Are you conforming your life? Many people walk around with hats and t-shirts and crosses. They say they know Jesus, but they don't have time to preach him. They don't live for him. They're deceiving themselves. They're outside the truth of God. Those who have the truth of God desire to lift up his name, desire to proclaim this glorious Savior, desire to tell the truth and come out of the world. If we don't sound the alarm, we don't love our neighbors. Look at the storm clouds. If we knew a tornado was coming and we didn't warn you, we would not be loving. There is definitely a storm that's coming, neighbor. A storm that is coming that's going to sweep you away. It's called the wrath of God. It's on the forefront. You can see it in the end time prophecies. Jesus said, the world's going to fall into great darkness and no flesh will be spared lest the days be shortened. The deception will be so great that even the elect could be deceived if possible. But the elect won't be deceived. Why? Because they hold to Scripture. They hold to the Spirit and truth. They walk in His Word and His ways. And Antichrist is going to rise up. He's going to make the world a dark place. He's going to turn the world into a hell zone of war and killing and control. 2/3 of the earth's population are going to be destroyed. Yeah, I'm talking about the end times, the tribulation. And then Jesus said, well, let me back up. Satan is going to have his way on earth. And then God's going to send his plagues via his angels that are going to judge the world. And at the end of these days, Jesus said, the clouds will part and all the world will see this Savior coming. And the Bible says people will be so wicked that they'll be asking for rocks to fall upon them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. You see, Jesus came as a baby in a manger. He came as a baby in a manger one time. And he said, I did not come to judge, but to save. But that was the first time. And the gospel's gone out all over the world since then. And it continues to go out all over the world. But then what's going to happen? Then what's going to happen? After the gospel goes out through all the world, Christ is going to return. He's going to collect his elect from the four corners of the world. The Bible says he's going to collect his elect and he's going to throw everyone else into the winepress of the wrath of God. There's going to be a great harvest, neighbor. The great harvest is going to be a whole bunch of worldly chaffs and goats. And then his elect, his sheep, are going to be harvested as well. What a glorious Savior we're lifting up today, telling you the truth, telling you to shed your sin and come to the shed blood of Jesus, telling you to flee the wrath of God that's coming. Lest you flee the wrath of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Test yourself. Jesus is coming in flaming fire. There's an anger and there's a wrath to God. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, neighbor. What are you sowing to today? You're sowing to your flesh. You're sowing to please yourself. You're sowing to please the culture. You're sowing to please some church system. You're sowing to please people. You cannot please people into eternal life. You cannot please the culture to eternal life. You cannot please churchianity to eternal life. The foolishness of man and his frivolity, thinking that he can avoid the judgment of God by being rebellious. The very nature of the state of the world today is because of man's rebellion. Look at the rebellion of the world. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah one time. What was their sin? Most people say it was homosexuality, and it was. It was also pride, fullness of bread, and idleness. Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed for those sins. Guess what? God is going to destroy America, Sodom and Gomorrah too, for the same things, for the same sins. So what will you do on Judgment Day? You're not going to be able to reason with God. You're not going to be able to stand there and give an answer to God. You're going to be on your face before the awesomeness of God with no hope of eternal life to come. The world sticks their finger in the face of God. The world says, oh, I believe, I think, I feel. Oh, I go to church. Oh, I'm good enough. We hear it all the time. I got it. We hear it all the time. Oh, I'm good. You're not good and you don't got it. If you're following the world and not Jesus Christ, the Spirit and truth, you're not good, neighbor. You have no hope of eternal life to come. The wrath of God is coming for you. Consider your life. Consider your fate. Consider your plight. Flee to Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. He's your only hope. Judgment Day could be tomorrow. Judgment Day could be in 40 years. It doesn't matter. It's the same judgment that's going to take place. You'll be separated from a holy God. And you're going to lose your soul over what? Rebellion, sin, worldliness, and false religion. That's why you're going to lose your souls, neighbor. We don't want that to happen to you. We want you to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, to his glory, for his glory. The police are here making sure that we obey the law, and we do. What's going to happen when you stand before God and the question is, did you obey my son and my word? And you're going to admit, I lived like the world. I followed my flesh. I followed man-made religion. And you're going to confess, I actually followed Satan. You're following Satan to your demise, neighbors. This is Satan's kingdom. But if you'll repent, if you'll turn, if you'll seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you have a hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. But there is no hope. What is your hope today? You're not clinging to Jesus Christ. You're not clinging to that gospel, that life rope that saves you. What are you doing with your life? You're wasting the breath that God gave you. You're wasting time. The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. What does that mean, to redeem the time? That means God gives you life. God gives you breath. God gives you every opportunity, and you squander it living like the world. The world is set for the wrath of God. If you lived like the world, young man, the world is set for the wrath of God. If you live like it, you're set for the wrath of God. You got to come out of the world. You got to seek a life that's different than the world to prove that you're of Christ. You can't be of the world, sir, and of Christ. You can't. What does that jersey represent? The NFL. LGBT supporting, drunkenness supporting, worldliness and carnality. How can you support that on your so-called temple? You can't. That's a stench before a holy God, neighbor. Think about it. Jesus shed his blood to make a narrow way for you. Jesus came into the world to seek and save the lost. Are you willing to seek him? The Bible says, seek him. If you diligently seek him, you can find eternal life. What does it mean to diligently seek God? That means a great effort. That means to put forth to do it. That means to strive. In Luke 13, Jesus says, strive to enter through the straight gate. Many will try to enter through the straight gate, and they won't be able to. Why? They love this life. They love their flesh. They love the world. They love American churchianity. If you're a child of the world, you're a child of wrath. Wrath is coming for you, neighbors. That's a fact. If you're a child of this world, you enjoy the world's entertainment, you enjoy the world's hobbies, you enjoy the world's pride and vanity, you enjoy the world's ways, you're a child of Satan and wrath is coming for you. You have to come to the kingdom of God like a child, and that means submit to his word and ways. You're not submitted to his word and ways as you follow along in Satan's kingdom. Christ says, repent, submit your life to my word and ways. Submit your life to my spirit. And you become a bond slave to Jesus Christ. How are you a slave to Jesus today as you live like the world? You're not. You love the world, ma'am. You have no hope. You're deceiving yourself. Saying you're of Jesus Christ as you live like the world is like saying you're married to a bride while you lay with harlots. That is the hypocrisy of the American church system and American Christian. Oh, I got Jesus, but I spiritually lay in bed with the world and commit spiritual fornication. Did you know that? American Christians are spiritual fornicators. American Christians and pastors and priests are spiritual perverts. Let me explain. When you pervert the Word of God, you pervert the spiritual truth. You become a spiritual pervert. A spiritual pervert to the Word of God, which means you've corrupted it. Jesus used the word perverse. Don't be a spiritual pervert, Americans. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Lose this life completely. If you have the fingerprints and the mark of the world on you, how you live, act, talk, dress, you have perverted the truth of God and you have no hope of eternal life to come. You're fooling yourself. Turn, repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth and righteousness. Ephesians 5:9. The fruits of the Spirit. Goodness, truth, righteousness. You don't find that in the world, folks. You don't find goodness, truth, and righteousness in the world. If you're lined up for this, you're not seeking the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has come. You have to repent and seek it. And lose your life completely for this glorious Savior. Test yourself, sir. You can't be of the world and Jesus. The wrath is coming for the world. You got to come out of the world. You got to follow Christ. It's not funny, sir. It's serious stuff. Judgment's coming. It might come to you today for your foolishness and your frivolity to the Word of God. All types of people that trample the Word of God, that trample the ways of Jesus Christ, that live after the pattern of this world and say, I'm of God. You can't be of God and live like this world. You can't be of God and practice American churchianity. You can't be of God and feed your flesh. Romans 8 says you cannot please God in your flesh. Did you know that? Flesh is the enemy of God, neighbor. The Bible says, to be of Jesus Christ, you have to crucify your flesh. When have you ever crucified your flesh? Ask yourself this. When have you ever crucified your flesh, neighbors? When did you put the old man to death? If you have not put the old man to death, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and become a new creation in all your ways, you're not really a child of God at all. Not really, not at all. You're not a child of God at all. You put the old man to death, and you strive against him. But what do we have today? We have Americans that feed the old man. We have Americans that feed the carnal man. We have Americans that love to feed their flesh with football, food, frivolity, music. But you have no hope. Christ will return. He will vanquish all enemies. And you are an enemy of God if you live after the pattern of this world. But Christ made a narrow way, and unless you lose this life, neighbor, you have no hope outside of the shed blood of Jesus, the glorious Savior that made a way. Jesus said, "Lift me up, and I will draw all men unto myself." So we lift up Christ. What does that mean? He'll draw all men to himself. What that means is every person has a possibility, unless you've been turned over, every person has the possibility to live for Christ in spirit and truth, to be drawn by the Holy Spirit and convicted. Have you been convicted by the power of God? Have you been convicted by the Holy Spirit to know the truth? Have you been convicted enough? Ready? Conviction isn't just I feel. Conviction is I do. The Bible says, be a doer of God's word, not just a hearer. You're not doing God's will as you follow the world, neighbor. You're not doing God's will as you live like the enemy of God, a worldly person. You're trampling the blood of Jesus today. You're saying, God, I don't need your way. God, I don't want your way. I'm going to live my own way. And the wrath of God is coming against every child of disobedience. And God's going to separate everyone, the sheep from the goats. Are you a sheep of God? Jesus said in John 17, my sheep are not of the world. If you're of the world, it's great evidence you're not born of God at all. Or you're rebellious in your sin. What's going to happen to rebellious people as they live after the kingdom of Satan? Rebellious people are going to lose their souls. Rebellious people are going to be set apart in weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible talks about a day when they will not endure sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 4. We're living in that day today. People don't want sound doctrine. They want everybody to just get along. They want everybody to just love, love, love. God is love, but what does God love? God loves his truth. God loves his word. God loves his righteousness. God loves goodness. If you don't love the same things God loves, you're going to be set apart from the kingdom of God for all eternity. And how do you change your desires? How do you change your heart? You can't do it yourself. You got to follow Christ in spirit and truth. You got to cry out to God with a contrite heart. You got to come to the shed blood of Jesus and say, Father, I know you sent Christ to die for my sin. Forgive me of all of my corrupt ways. Forgive me for everything I've done. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, that I can have forgiveness and hope and trust and peace. And if you're serious through repentance, you can be born again by the Spirit of God. You get a new heart, you get a new mind, neighbors. A new heart and a new mind to follow Christ. Not church attendance, not baptism, Roman Catholic, evangelical, and every man-made division, denomination, is not of the Father. What is of the Father? spirit, truth, holiness, righteousness, goodness. That is of the Father. And if you're not seeking that which is of the Father in heaven, everything else is outside of His truth. Everything else there's no hope to. Jesus did not shed His blood, Americans, so you could live worldly lives and entertain yourself. Jesus did not call people to vacations and foolishness and frivolity. Jesus did not call people to live in false traditions like all the church systems. Jesus did not call people to gluttony and food fests. Jesus called people to holiness, righteousness, and goodness. Jesus called a peculiar people. The Bible says in John 3:16, whosoever will come, because Christ sent him into the world to seek and save the lost. Whosoever will come. That means anyone can come. But guess what? If you don't lose this life, and if you don't surrender everything you are to Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. You can't deceive. You can't deceive God. God won't be mocked. You can't be of the world, ma'am, and claim Jesus. Wrath is coming for you if you live like the world. You got to come out of the world. You got to lose your life, ma'am. You live like the world, neighbor. You live like the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Christ shed His blood for you. Read the Holy Scriptures and see the great danger you're in. Entertainment is the God of America today. Did you know that? Entertainment is the God of America. Why would you follow the God of America and not the God of creation? God of creation, He'll call you out. He'll lift you up. He'll make you holy. He'll encourage you to walk in His ways. But Americans don't want to lose their life. They're prideful. Americans are... Sir, I heard you say you're saved. Can you explain the gospel to me? How does a man find eternal life? How does a man find eternal life? You said you're saved. Can you explain it to me? If you got it, you could clearly explain it. You see, Jesus isn't a get-out-of-hell card. Jesus is actually a lifestyle. Jesus is actually consumes you. He's a consuming fire. He becomes everything. He changes your entire life. We hear so many times, oh, I got Him. You can't live like the world and follow Jesus. Jesus changes your entire life. Jesus changes your heart. Jesus changes your motives, your intention. Jesus changes your desires. We're lifting up the biblical gospel. Actually, a lot of gluttonous activity is sinful. Entertainment for the flesh is sinful. Not redeeming the time is sinful. Trampling the blood of Christ is sinful. So sin will separate you from a holy God, neighbor. Turn and repent. The judgment of God is coming. There's a wrath of God coming for you. God is not going to forgive your willful sin. God is not going to let you live in your idleness.
Oh, you're